You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Lakers are the top trending topic. The Lakers lost another game last night, so they're now 0-2 in the playoffs, and LeBron is blaming everybody but
LeBron.
Yeah. Which is sort of his M.O.
LeDum.
Yeah, wait, what is today? Wednesday? They lost Monday night. It was Monday night.
Last night? Okay. So now they're 0-2?
They're 0-2.
Give me the update. What's the basketball?
They're down 0-2.
So what are they trending for?
I guess because they're complaining. I don't know. They all acted like jerks after they lost. Like,
really?
They asked Anthony Davis, their center, about them losing in the post-game press conference. Jamal Murray hit a shot right in his face. And they said, "What? Can you take us through that last shot?" And he goes, "Jamal Murray made a shot." And then he throws the microphone down and got it and walked off. People are calling LeBron a punk because he's complaining about a lot of professional basketball players, old pros, have come out and gone, you were ahead by 20 points.
Right.
You didn't lose because one call didn't get made. You had a 20-point lead and blew it. Calm down.
Take a little bit of the blame, maybe?
Yeah, just say, like, hey, I didn't step up. LeBron missed a three with, like, 20 seconds left that would have won the game. Oh, well, hey, guess what? You blew a 20-point lead and you missed a shot with 20 seconds left. It's on you, Bron.
Yeah, and I still refuse to watch the NBA until they fix their lack of diversity problem.
Yeah. One of the really fun things that I like about it is the number of people that point out Jordan wouldn't have complained. It's just people like, you never heard Jordan complain like this.
He doesn't. He never did that.
Never did.
Hold on a minute. You mean Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Which one?
The Jordan.
Just saying, so the listeners know.
Right.
Wasn't Michael Jordan kind of a jerk, though?
Yeah.
On the court?
But I don't think he was a complainer.
And off the court.
Not a complainer.
He wasn't a complainer.
He was hard on teammates.
Yeah.
Just wanting them to be better.
Yeah.
I get that. Kanye is trending this morning because there's a story out that he's trying to start his own adult film company. And his rep is talking openly to TMZ and Page Six saying, he seems pretty dead set on it.
So is he against, did he turn away from all of the religious stuff? Because, for a while, that's all he was about was God and having church services and all of that.
Unless he thinks those two things can sort of coexist in a way. I don't really know his religious beliefs. All I know is that he's put out an album called Jesus is King, and he's been, quote unquote, turning to the Lord, starting his own church. Mm-hmm. So if he, in his mind, thinks those things can go together, who's to stop him? He can do anything. But
much like a wild story, though.
Kind of weird, right?
Very weird.
I just hope we don't have to see him in any of them. Lot of the times, like in the 80s, when the when those people became big producers, like that Ron Jeremy, then he always made sure that he was in a bunch of the movies that he produced.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Kanye go into that CD world.
Absolutely not. And this may be appealing to Ace, or maybe Ace and TJ. Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Yes.
Ooh. And I know for a long time Ace has talked about his love of pigs in a blanket.
What's wrong with that? You get a delicious croissant, a little hot dog weenie in there, or some sausages, whatever you want to do. It's great.
Yeah, in the description of the holiday, it says a pig in a blanket could be a croissant wrapped around a cocktail weenie or a pancake with a sausage in it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of
pig in the blanket.
I guess
a pancake wrapped in a sausage link, wrapped up over a sausage link and dipped in syrup.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. That sounds pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah, I think of the croissant with the that delicious weenie. Anyway, I learned something interesting from my dad yesterday. I'll tell you next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
This show is sponsored by Richard Takato from Richard Takato. He's the main man.
Yeah, he's the guy. That's why it's called the Richard Takato
Company. The company existed first, so what a coincidence. I mean, it's the only career choice that he had.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, there's this company out there. I guess I need to learn the mortgage business since it's got my name on it.
Yeah, it was a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to buy a home, refinance, or even open a home equity line, all it takes is one short phone call with Richard. Don't worry, it's free. Or you could visit homewithrichard.com. He'll hook you up. He's awesome. You're going to love him. So yesterday I found out something crazy. So I told you a couple weeks ago that my dad bought his, what he called his last driver, because he's that was pretty morbid. He was like, you know what, so I realized weird. This is gonna be my last driver. Yeah. I went, oh yeah, that's a weird way to think about
it. 66 years old, slow down, Dad.
I guess. I mean, it's so depressing. But he lives in this 55 and up community where all these old guys play golf almost every day. That's their big activity, and he plays in weekly tournaments where they play for real money. Not a lot of money, but some money. It has gotten so competitive to get tee times at the golf course that they live on that he and like 30 other guys once a week go into the clubhouse and they all have the same watch. They've all purchased this little cheapo Casio watch. They sync their watches with the clock in the clubhouse. Now, why would they do that? Because to get a tee time, they open tee times or tee time requests at like 7 a.m. on Saturday or something, or Sunday. So when their watches hit 6:59 and 0.50 in, you know, 55 seconds, they make the phone call to the clubhouse, because the clubhouse will give you tee times based on voicemails, as you know, in order that they come in. And he's explaining to me, like, this is a normal thing. He goes, yeah, so we all bought the same kind of watch so that we could go up there and then sync the watches with the clock in the clubhouse so that, we, you know, we'll call at 6:59:55. So at 7 o'clock, right when it hits, our messages will go through to their answering machine box. And you got to be kidding.
You know what? That's like an old school radio contest winner, professional winner. Yeah. Just know exactly when to dial. How long it'll take you to be caller 10 or whatever.
So
that's great. I think that's very smart. So they can all get a message in there. And if, you know, it's like, I want this, I want that. And so the first four or five messages are from his group of people.
Exactly.
His friends.
Yeah. All 30 of them call at exactly 6:59:55, and it just stacks their voicemail messages, and that's the order that their requests are taken.
Yes. Or else you won't get in for like the week. Hang on.
They can't do this online?
That's what I said. I was like, you don't just book it through like their website. And he looked at me like I had two, or he was talking to me like I had two heads, like just long silence.
What?
Yeah. So they have to phone him in, and it goes to, and he's called it an answering machine.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt that they probably do have an answering machine. I mean, it was just crazy. So, you know, I don't know. That's his life now. Isn't that weird?
They all bought the same watch. Meet at the clubhouse to sync them up.
A cheap Casio watch. I mean, unreal.
That's awesome.
So cool.
Yeah. What are you fed up with in your life? We'll find out next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
How is Amanda dealing with life as a mother now? Has she made that transition pretty smoothly?
Yeah, for the most part.
No major tumult?
Every now and then.
Every now and then.
Yeah, she handles it pretty well. But from time to time, she gets very stressed out. And sometimes she does it just take a minute to go, I got this. Hang on a second.
Is there anything that she's already over being a mother about? Like, is she over... oh gosh, I don't know. Like blowout diapers. Like I can't do one more of those things.
No, I think the main thing that she's over is lately with the teething and all, his sleeping pattern has gotten kind of, which happens around 9 months. So it'll be like three great nights, a couple really bad nights, three great nights, a couple really bad nights. And that's kind of been the case for about the past, I don't know, a couple weeks. And she doesn't need that.
Yeah, right. Are you over it yet?
No, it's okay. It's no big deal.
Smooth as a silk.
I'm over the whole thing.
Life?
Just all of it.
Life in general?
Yeah. Waking up.
Every day.
Every day.
I got to wake up.
Every day.
That's good. So what are you fed up with as a mom? My mom never said, like, you know, you guys were too much at this point or this age. I think we were kind of, for the most part, good kids. We didn't ever put my parents through a lot of trauma or whatever you call it. And again, we didn't give them a lot of problems. Yeah. What are you over with as a mother? You know, Mother's Day is right around the corner. We've got this amazing signature experience spa package from the Hyatt Centric that we're giving away. So moms are on our minds specifically right now. So calling all moms, what are you fed up with? Are you tired of your kids asking you to make them Amazon orders? You know, can you order this for me? That's a big one. I really feel for parents that have to negotiate screen time limits with their kids. I can't imagine how frustrating that must be. I told you can have it for an hour. This isn't like a barter system. I've told you, yet they come back. Can I have it for, you know, I get it. So what is it for you?
I think moms that have to do a lot of running as far like if you have two kids close to the same age, neither one of them can drive and they're both involved in activities.
Yeah.
And it feels like you spend all of your afternoons going, I got to go do this, drop this one off, then run this one over here, then go back and get this one, then go back and get the other one. And somewhere in there, there's got to be a meal or, you know.
Yeah. It's like a shuttle service.
Yeah. That can be overwhelming.
Kids. Yeah. So I get it. So you can at the Ace TJ Show on social media if you've got a great one. What are you just fed up with? You could be anonymous if you want to on social media at the Ace TJ Show. We'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
What are you fed up with? Moms, what are you fed up with? We'll get to that in just a second. But first, don't miss the Ace and Friends radio show every day at 3 p.m. Eastern on the Ace and TJ family app. You got a paranormal Piper from Pineville on today?
Lined up and ready to go.
Wonderful. So stream that, download it as a podcast later. You can do it all on the Ace and TJ family app. Find it in your app store or acetj.com/app. So moms, what are you just fed up with? We got a lot of answers on this at the Ace TJ show. If you've got one, great. Dina said, I'm fed up with parents, not parenting, and me defending my parenting choices because their lack of parenting choices. I'm a mom and a teacher, and I see it every day, all day. The negative repercussions of parents not doing basic parenting is ruining our children. Fed up. Love it.
Ruining them.
Raquel said, for the love of God, just turn off the lights when you leave the room. No explanation necessary. I might be guilty of that. I don't even think about turning off the lights or the fans, any of that.
That's a big one with my wife. Like, too big. Like, almost calling me during work to say, you know, you left the pantry light on when you left this morning. It's almost come to that.
Really?
I go, okay, well, I'm on my way home. I'll turn it off. I'll leave work and come turn it off. And then, you know, sorry about that.
What did she want you to do to rectify the issue? She just wanted to tell you you screwed up?
Well, she hasn't literally done that, but it's close to doing it. Like, as soon as I walk in after I've been, you know, you left that on this morning, that light on this morning. Like, oh, well, then what did you do?
Oh, God. Are you okay?
It's not quite the same as leaving the door unlocked or something.
Right.
She wants you to be mindful.
And, but she's the same way as the children. And we don't use the term mindful in our house, Rob.
I know. That's why I said it.
Tanya said, I have teens, so I'm fed up with everything. The lip gloss, the hair gel, and especially Takis.
Takis was in all caps.
Yeah, those like Fritos, if you've never had them. They're real good. Spicy Fritos.
There's one here. Allison said, finding my bowls, silverware, cups, etc. in their rooms. For the love of God, stop leaving dirty dishes in your room. Teenagers.
Yeah, I was bad about that. You could collect the cups. Not bowls and plates, but definitely plastic cups, you know.
Yeah.
Five or six.
When my kids were growing up, my daughter would have all this stuff in her room, and I would tell them, I'm coming up there, and I better not find any bowls or anything. So she would collect them all and go in her little brother's bathroom and just put them in the sink in his bathroom. And so I would go in and be like, okay, looks great. Good job. And then about an hour later, he'd come down and go, I got all these bowls in my bathroom.
I'm freaking out. That's good. Sarah, I get it. Sarah said, I'm fed up with just deciding what to make for dinner every night. There was a great TikTok where a guy said, you know, being in a relationship is just deciding what to eat. And then after you've eaten, you're deciding what to have next. And it's just a constant cycle of like, what are we going to eat? It just sounds horrible. So those are great. At the Ace TJ Show, what are you fed up with? We'll give you everything you need to know coming up in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Columbia University has extended negotiations with students after they've dismantled this encampment that they had on campus. You know, there's been hundreds of arrests at all these big colleges over the protests, the pro-Gaza, pro-Palestinian protests, I guess is what you would call them. So that's been happening all week. It is like the biggest story in the country right now.
Yeah, you want the real deal? Hard-hitting facts about that. There'll be a new TJ's political show today on the Ace and TJ, what's it called? Plus, ATJ Prime Plus. No holds barred.
The gloves are off.
Yeah.
It's a cage match. Get signed up today.
So, yeah, that is the biggest story in the country right now. But there are some less meaningful things. For example, Kim Kardashian says she's totally over the drama with Taylor Swift. Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are. Because Taylor Swift has dismantled you in front of the world and everyone's applauding for it. But this happened years ago. Kim Kardashian was like, I'm over the feud. But, you know, Taylor Swift was like, I'm not. Yeah. So that's kind of the way the feuds work. So I believe that Kim Kardashian is ready for it to be over. Makes sense. What else? Today,
somebody said Taylor was just lashing out because Kim's so much prettier than she is.
Really?
I saw that yesterday, yeah.
Who said that?
I don't know. It's just somebody on the social medias. Some of these trollers, you know.
Yeah.
So there's no truth to that, you think?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, somebody on social media named TJ.
No, wasn't me.
Definitely not me. Yeah. Today is National Bucket List Day. You guys are not bucket list people, are you?
No.
I'm not either.
Well, that's on my bucket list.
To become a bucket list person?
To make a bucket list.
Yeah. To make a bucket list. It's a little morbid to me. The Lakers are the top trending topic. Playoffs are going on in the NBA. And everybody's complaining about LeBron's attitude, but I think I'd be kind of cocky at the end of my career too. I'd probably be a jerk if I had achieved his level of success.
Well, it's not even cocky so much as he's just comes off like a crybaby.
Yeah.
Was that what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had a 20-point lead and you missed a shot at the end of the game and you're crying. Well, the referees are, no, yeah. LeBron, that's on you, man. That's on you and your team. You blew it.
Mm-hmm. He's a wah wah.
Yeah.
He learned that from, what's the guy's name that dresses so silly like a clown? The athlete was a football player.
Oh, Cam?
Yeah, Cameron Newton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cameron. So the NBA playoffs are happening now. And that's what's now trending.
We're going to paint a picture in a few minutes that maybe you think, oh, that's very nice. Or it could freak you out a little bit, but you're going to have to use your imagination. Because we're going to collect a group of people, and that group of people is going to talk about you. What would they say? We'll explain it in a second.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We have a message we have to deliver. Stream it. Today is Ace and Friends airs every day at 3 on 3 Eastern on the Ace and TJ Family app. And today you are supposed to stream it. Our app has what, Riggins?
A 24/7 stream button.
Yes. So you which can stream 24/7. You can stream Ace and Friends 24/7. Just hit the button.
Well, you can stream that part of the 24, but...
Yeah, it's all there. 24/7 streaming.
We don't need a whole button. It's just streaming you all.
On the Ace and TJ app, it's just streaming Ace and Friends constantly in your face. Or you can hear it when it airs at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But whatever. It's just stream.
Stream.
That's the thing. Stream it on the app. The Ace and TJ family app.
All Ace all the time.
All right. Real quick. Mental snapshot. There's a table. And all of your exes are seated at the table. Big table, little table?
Little table.
Little table? TJ, big table, little table?
Does it have to be one or the other? It can't be a medium table?
It can be a medium table.
Medium
table. Medium-sized table? Okay. Now, here's the question. What do they say about you? As a collective, what are the themes that come out? What do you think your exes, TJ, would say about you?
That I was so handsome and funny and sweet.
Handsome and funny and sweet. Nothing negative. They wouldn't have anything negative.
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-mm. Riggins, all of your exes seated at a small table. What do they say about you?
That's hard to think about.
Yeah.
I hope it's good. I hope it's nice. I hope they look back and think like that was a good relationship.
Yeah, because they are different. You know, you're in different stages with different exes. Yeah. Different exes. You know, some might have been college, after college, which are different relationships. But are there constants, themes that would run through all of your exes? Like, would they all say he was a kind person? You know, sometimes he was mean. That I mean, what good, bad? What would they say?
I'm trying to think. That's tough.
It is. It's hard to do.
What would the theme be?
But I would venture to guess if you gave it a minute, like TJ had a pretty good idea of what his exes would say about him, even though all those relationships ended somehow, whether they ended poorly or his fault, her fault, whatever. He all thinks they would still think he was a pretty nice person.
Yeah, because I was young, so I was still handsome, and I never did anything bad to anybody. I never hurt anybody's feelings, I don't think.
Yeah. Except maybe when you broke up with him?
Not really.
Okay. So at the Ace TJ show.
I was even good at that.
If all of your exes were seated at one table, what's the common takeaway? What would they say about you? Good and bad. Good and or bad. We'll get your answers coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Okay, Riggins, did you ever come up with anything? What all of your exes seated at a table, what do they say about you?
He was so good in bed. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. Now, I don't know. I don't know. That's tough to say.
Some of these answers, there's some pretty self-aware people here. Jeffrey said, they would say that I treated them great, but they did not know what love was about. And later they chose badly.
Oh.
Mallory said, I'd hear a whole lot of bad. Chaos probably sums it all up. So apparently she was rather chaotic in her dating life. Georgia said, crazy, but adventurous and very loving. But I have trust issues and it caused problems. And she went on a point, she needs a lot of reassurance in a relationship. And sometimes that can be overwhelming to people.
You think?
Mandy said, they would say that I'm psycho. But they would never admit that they made me crazy with their antics.
You're making me crazy.
This one, Carolyn said, they would say that I get attached too early and they become my whole world until we break up and then I'm devastated. LOL.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, way too hard, way too soon.
You just fall right in love?
They have a term for it now. It's called love bombing, but they use it typically in a way that's like malicious, like you're just trying to win somebody over so you can screw them over. But mine was genuine. I just like go head over heels like really quickly and then
lose interest.
Did you ever, or they're
like, you know, no thanks.
Did you ever go head over heels for someone and then like a week later they were like, oh, okay, never, I'm not that interested in having a relationship.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. I'd say that happens most of the time when you do that.
Really?
But it wasn't that you went head over heels and then a few days later got, you know what, I'm bored now.
No, I wish it was like that. Yeah. That would be so nice to just like get over it. Like
it would just be like, I'm head over heels. And then they would say, I'm bored. I don't want this. And
yeah, that's typically what happens.
All of your exes seated at a table, what would they say? Angela said that I'm crazy as hell, but I'm also fun as hell. Maureen, they would say that I bailed on them for no good reason. Awkward because they were nice guys and they were right. She said eventually she found a good guy and changed her perspective on things, but she would just bail out of a relationship for no reason at all.
Would your ex Ace say, when are you going to come back and help my son learn how to ride that bike?
Why'd you leave my kids hanging?
Hey, we weren't even in a relationship enough to call it or an ex. We weren't like officially dating or anything. And B, I did not teach those kids how to ride that bike.
He never learned how to play.
TJ has told that story for years. That is not true. I never taught that kid how to ride that bike.
But you never walked out of her bedroom and said good morning to the children? I would call that a relationship.
I
would do it.
That's good. I don't really know how to answer that.
Hey, good morning, kids.
Good morning, children.
Hey, how about we eat a nice breakfast and go out there and tackle that bike, sport? Come on, champ.
That's horrible. That is horrible. No, that did not happen.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Again, for the record, I did not teach anybody's kids how to ride a bike. But I was in my early 20s. But out with this woman a couple times. She has a couple kids.
That's the story I heard.
What story? That I taught the kid how to ride a bike?
Yeah.
I did not teach that kid how to ride a bike.
Oh, that's the problem, Ace, that you didn't do that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, she wanted to be in a relationship. She was kind of clingy, and I didn't want to be in a relationship. And it was, you know, whatever. I wasn't around those kids all that much.
Okay.
I did go over there and eat one time with those kids, and I should have been over there doing that. She shouldn't have had me over there around those kids. I didn't know. I was like 21, 22 years old.
It's all her fault.
Even worse than that, what she shouldn't have been doing was coming to me for counseling because you weren't giving her enough attention.
That's true. She should have left you alone.
I mean,
oh God,
an hour standing. I don't understand, but you don't understand. He's like, okay, whatever. Meanwhile, he's hiding in the other room in the office.
That's wild.
I'm like, I bet if he could hear this, maybe he would send you a sign.
Yeah.
He wasn't hiding in the house.
I was not.
Did you have long hair then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those kids were probably like, Mommy got a girlfriend. Daddy's gone. Mommy got a girlfriend.
Mama's dating Rapunzel.
Daddy, Mama can date a girl with long red hair. And earrings.
She's cute.
Big. Like tall.
Big, big woman.
Big, old, big girl.
She's a big girl, but. Like
6 foot four, Daddy.
She probably plays basketball.
Yeah.
But I think that was her first adventure out into the dating world, though, since she lost all the weight.
Yeah.
And so she was kind of rusty, I guess, on how to do it. Because she lost a lot of weight. So much weight, she became a. What do you call it? A consultant on Nutrisystem.
Yeah.
Oh, she sold Nutrisystem stuff.
Yeah, she's like a regional manager for Nutrisystem. Mm-hmm.
Dang, Ace, you could have been like a sugar baby.
Yeah, well, she's probably making pretty good money today, and I blew that.
She's probably retired now.
Yeah.
Big again.
<That's terrible. laughs> It's the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
It's National Administrative Professionals Day.
This is what used to be called Secretary's Day.
Yeah, and then Executive Assistant Day, and now it's just National Administrative. I'm an administrative professional.
Yeah. So, but again, as we've talked about many times, it's the name has changed through the years to encompass and allow more people in the office to be included, because it used to just be for, like I said, originally it was Secretary's Day.
Yeah.
Then it became Executive Assistant's Day. And now, so I guess now does it include people who are working accounting and pretty much everybody in the office?
The real history of it is that it started out as Secretary's Day, but it had to change because you can't come into a situation – and pay tribute to a couple of women and not the others. Mm. And that's how it all became, well, I do this. So what the people would start doing, men and women bosses, would give other women who worked in different departments gifts and cards and stuff. And then the other women in sales or something like that would go, well, what about us? They're not secretaries. They're not administrative assistants. Why do they get? So then it just turned into, you know, any woman can qualify for a trinket.
That's the official name.
Yeah.
I got you a trinket too.
Got you a trinket.
Did anybody see that story about Patrick Mahomes not wanting to do Saturday Night Live because he's scared of teleprompters?
Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't like public speaking. You know, on a situation where he's on stage, and he said the ESPYs scared him to death. And he has to get
his speech. He said he had a bad experience at the ESPYs, and so he doesn't want to do SNL.
Yeah, there's an article in Us Weekly that kind of goes in, but it doesn't really share any, like, what's the origin story? I mean, being scared of public speaking, I totally understand. But it specifically said he's got a fear of teleprompters. I'm like, what is it about the teleprompter? Well,
because a lot of people aren't good at reading aloud.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's the reading.
And
it's
and you're trying to act and read at the same time because they don't have time to learn all those lines most of the time during the week. So you'll see them looking off at the teleprompters on the side.
That's so crazy. So it just shows you even people with impressive talent still have their shortcomings.
He's a coward.
And those are just a few things that are now trending.
May 24th is Ace's birthday, and if I had the money, I know exactly what I would get him this year. And he's probably going to go bonkers, as the kids say, just hearing about it. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right, so Brother Ace's birthday is about a month away. It's May 24th, the day that my soy milk expires. I sent him that the other day. I looked at it and it said May 24th is when it expires, and then I circled it and sent it to him and go, oh
yeah. I was like, why is TJ texting me at 4:35 in the morning? This cannot be good. I looked at it and it says, oh, he's got the date circled.
So if I had $10,000, I would get this for him easily. Be the hands down the thing I would get him. It is a new product from a company called Throwflame. It's called the Therminator. It costs $9,400. Operates on Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control. And it is a remote control robot dog with a flamethrower attached to it. It's the dog, and then on the dog's back is a flamethrower. And it is exactly the kind of thing that Ace would love to have, just to mess around with.
Yes.
You've always wanted a flamethrower.
I would love a flamethrower. Like,
but you could go rent one, I think, couldn't you?
Just to go play?
Yeah, I think you can. This thing, they say, is legal in all 50 states. They say that other than putting it out there for porch pirates, which is what I would do with it.
Right.
No more doorbell cams. This would be my camera. When somebody walked up onto the porch, the dog would stand up, the robot dog, and put a camera on them. And then I would say, what you doing? And then if they said, I'm here to steal your packages, then they get incinerated. But they say that that it'll be good for ice and snow removal, control burns, clearing weeds.
Sure. Lots of uses
pyrotechnics for it. Or entertainment, which is what Ace would use it for, the entertainment of it.
Yep.
And pest removal. So if there is a snake coming around your house and you just send the flamethrower dog out there and just tear it up, or a mouse, just whatever. You can be sitting at your desk and looking at your phone just like you do your Ring doorbell camera, and boom.
I got to look.
Something's on fire.
I bet this is awesome.
Something's on fire. So let's pool our money and try to get that for Ace for his birthday.
$9,400.
All right. So we always talk about how people copy us nonstop, and the Girl Scouts are the latest ones to do that. We'll tell you about it coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Well, I say that the Girl Scouts were stealing our ideas, but it's just one specific Girl Scout in Pennsylvania. Her name's Chloe Britt, and she's organized a prom dress giveaway. She collected over 150 prom dresses plus shoes. She's in the fifth grade. She's about 10. Stealing content,
yep.
Not giving us credit. And she said, I decided to do it after I found out a girl couldn't afford a dress. Like it was just her idea. Oh, you know what we ought to do? So what I did was, some of you young people won't know this, but I Googled Ace and TJ prom dresses. And the first article that came up was from February 25th, 2010. Headline, free prom dresses from Ace and TJ.
Boom!
So it says, so this warms my heart. From Kiss 95.1's Ace and TJ morning show, they're hosting the 11th annual Gowntown. So in 2010, we were doing our 11th free prom dress giveaway when this little Girl Scout, Miss Chloe, wasn't even born. So I'm guessing maybe her mama heard about it and said, Mom's got a great idea that no one else has ever done, yep. that no one else has ever created 20 years ago. I wouldn't even care. I would think it was a great story if they had given us credit for it. Mm-hmm. You know, we thought there was a morning show in Charlotte, North Carolina, way, way back yeah. that created this event called Gowntown, where they collected old bridesmaids' dresses and prom dresses from people who weren't going to wear them anymore, and they gave them to girls that couldn't afford a prom dress to get to go to their prom.
We opened a store, had them all sized and everything. It was a huge deal. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of girls came every year.
Y'all was doing this in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the last decade. In the last century.
Sheesh.
Man, they're just shameless.
Oh,
my God. Oh. We need to cease and desist, I think. We'll cease and desist this good deed.
Shut that little 14-year-old Girl Scout down.
She's 10. 10.
Oh, 10. Okay. 10.
She should still know better, and her mama should know better.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Don't forget to stream Ace and Friends today at 3 Eastern, 2 Central. I don't know what time that'll be overseas, but you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. So stream that on the Ace and TJ family app. 3 o'clock. His sister's going to be on there today, talking paranormal stuff and ghost hunting and Satanism and
it's wild
and clown fetish and whatever else Satanism, is going on.
The rest of that stuff is in there. Yeah,
clown fetish is in there.
I think she's freaking out Riggins and Rob every week.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of it. You're right.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm not either, Rob. But
it's an audio Ouija board, it's basically. Fascinating. What's going on?
Kind of. It's wild.
There is an ostrich named Karen. Karen is a 5-year-old ostrich at the Topeka Zoo in Kansas. And Karen died after swallowing a set of keys that she snatched from a staff member.
Yikes.
Oh. That's what she gets. I hate a thief.
Right.
Wow. I hate a damn thing. She knows better than to take somebody's key. How's that staff member going to get home? Doesn't have any car keys, all that. I'm just wondering if they removed the keys and she died later.
But swallowing the keys killed, that's terrible.
That's what they said.
It's
a feathered pickpocket is what she is.
They are real aggressive when they eat.
They're mean. Ostriches are mean.
I mean, real.
Yeah.
They don't growl, but
the noise they make that.
If you ever feed an ostrich, they're real aggressive.
You fed them out at the Lazy Five Ranch when you drive through and feed the animal.
When they roll up, you just roll up the windows. That is not the animal that is fun to feed. Yeah. The rest of them are chill and they're just like, you know, happy that they're there. But those ostriches or emus, whatever those are.
That's when my dad, you know, was trying to get rich off of the emus back in the 80s, early 90s because the ostriches were too mean.
I don't know.
And guess what? He didn't get rich off the emus.
Is that even a business plan? Is that something?
Yeah, it was back then.
It was hot for a minute.
People were talking about it was a replacement for beef, ostrich and emu.
Dang.
Replacement for beef, and then you could use their fat for cosmetics, and it was you could use them for everything.
But no one did.
Yeah, that was the problem. It had all this potential, but you got to have people willing to use the products. But an ostrich burger is pretty good. You can find those every now and then, so they're pretty good.
Kind of like chicken?
No, it's more like beef.
It really is
like beef. So there you go. Eat ostrich.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.